Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's head to the phone lines right now, 913-576-7610, to be joined by a good friend of mine. His name is Benjamin Heisler. He does some great work for BetSided. Benny, how you doing today, my friend?
What's happening, C-Dot? How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. We got a Thursday night football game today between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Which way are you leaning?
I like the Eagles to cover in this game. It depends on sort of where you can get the line. I've seen it as high as 7, some even 7.5. I've seen some as low as 6.5. It's sort of in that weird in-between stage. The thing is, with Tom Brady, especially playing in prime time, the public always tends to back him, and he's actually failed to cover the spread in his last 10 primetime games. Now, it's not to say that they shouldn't go out and dominate. In fact, I think you're going to see the Bucs be one of the more popular teaser teams of the week. And what I mean by that is that you can move the line from Bucs minus 7 to basically Bucs by a point, and then pair it up with another team if you want to move the line in that favor. So they're going to be a really popular pick. I think a lot of people might use them in Kansas City to make both teams basically have to win by one. I ultimately just think the Eagles' short week opportunity back at home, and Jalen Hurts playing really well. Going up against a tough defense last week in Carolina and coming back to win that game, the Eagles are a better team than I think most people have anticipated this year, and I think they'll give Tampa Bay a bit of a run, considering that they really don't have a whole lot of playmakers on defense right now.
Right now, we're talking to Benjamin Heisler. He is with BetSided. His segments are also sponsored by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Let's talk Chiefs and the football team here. I never would have guessed that we'd be talking about this game and these two teams would have the exact same record. Either something was going incredibly right for the Washington football team or terribly wrong for the Chiefs. We have our answer to that. Which way are you leaning in terms of action on this game?
It's tough because both of these teams have been a disaster at covering the spread. They're each 1-4. If you're looking for a side that might make you feel a little bit more comfortable, it's probably on the total. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites. The total comes in at around 55.5. Again, check wherever you end up making your sports books and where you end up making your bets, because that line could be slightly different. I will take the over in this game, C-Dot. I know that the totals with the Chiefs can be a bit frustrating, especially if you feel like they're finally going to get their defense turned around. But in this particular matchup, you have the number 31 ranked defense and the number 32 DVOA defense in Kansas City against the number 27 defense in Washington. And every time we anticipate that Chase Young and the rest of that front four and their corners are going to start to turn it around, they continue to give up bunches of points in big plays. So I don't think that's going to change at all this week. In fact, if anything, I think Kansas City going on the road away from everything that happened last Sunday night at Arrowhead is a good thing for them. So I expect a shootout in this game. Terry McLaurin's going to have a big game. We'll see whether or not Antonio Gibson is able to get himself going. And on the Kansas City side, they have nobody to match up with either Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill. So there's going to be plenty of points, and I think the over 55.5 is enough for both teams to move on to 5-1 and over unders this year.
All right, for my players that play a little fantasy football, give me your starts and sits for week 6.
I think when we're trying to figure out if there's like a streaming quarterback, because we got some bye weeks now, got to go with Taylor Heinicke in Washington, right? Going up against Kansas City, worst pass defense in the NFL. You have playmakers in the middle of the field with McLaurin. Ricky Seals-Jones is another streaming option at the tight end position. I think you have to go ahead and play whatever Washington football team players that you have. As far as guys that I feel like you might want to be a little bit concerned about, we're going back and forth this week as to whether or not Christian McCaffrey is going to go. Chuba Hubbard could end up being in the mix again this week. But Minnesota, they're starting to play a little bit better defense. And I think for as good as Hubbard has been and almost an automatic just plug and play in your lineup, I don't know if that's going to be the way that I want to do it. Also, Devontae Booker was a very popular waiver wire pickup this week, but he's going up against a Rams defense that has been very good on the ground. It's also not a good game script for the Giants. They're underdogs by 10.5 points at home, likely meaning that they're going to be passing for most of the day. That's always something, Carrington, that I recommend, looking at the totals in these games and the point spreads, because if you have a running back that's going to be an active part of the game, you want to make sure that it's going to be a close game or your team is favored. If it's a big underdog situation, more likely than not, the team is going to abandon the run game in the second half.
Right now, we're talking to Benjamin Heisler. His appearances are brought to you by Twin Peaks. All right, before we get to some fan questions, give me a couple of plays this week that you feel really good about. We've seen about a month and a half of NFL action. You start to feel a certain way about certain teams. Maybe some teams are overvalued or undervalued. Give me a couple of plays that you like.
All right, I'm going to go with a couple of two short favorites at home this week coming out of the AFC North. And I think some folks might be a little bit down on considering their competition. I really like the Browns at -2.5 this week against Arizona. Kyler Murray is dealing with a bit of a shoulder injury. I know that Arizona continues to play well, but they're a very public team. And the Browns, after getting trounced and given up 47 points with how good their defense has played, I think they're going to come back home and bounce back nicely, put some pressure on Kyler Murray. So I like the Browns to cover at -2.5. Be on the side of the sports books as opposed to the side of the public. The other game that I really like this week, I got Baltimore Ravens, also 2.5 point favorites this week against the Chargers, for very similar reasons why I took the team going up against the Chargers last week in Cleveland, and it showed why they just couldn't stop anybody. Baltimore is one of the best running teams in the NFL. The Chargers are one of the worst teams in the NFL at stopping the run. At some point, especially going from West Coast to East Coast, it's going to start to catch up with the Chargers. This will allow Baltimore to do whatever they want on the ground. And I'll throw in another sneaky play this week as well. See that? Give me the Titans Monday Night Football +6 against the Buffalo Bills. In fact, if you want to sprinkle a little bit on the money line too and take the Titans to win outright at home for the Bills coming off of that huge win, I think it's certainly in play this week.
That is our guy, Benny Heiss. He is brought to you by BetSided. His segment is also sponsored by Twin Peaks, which is great for the whole family. Eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Thanks, Benny.
You bet, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.